Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. I could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Big basketball game tonight for Nebraska at Ohio State. But more importantly, as discussed before the show, we've been trying to understand how do you properly prepare for potentially 70-mile-per-hour winds.
Would you stop
which
with
are coming
70?
Later today?
50, scaring everybody.
57 to 65, maybe 70.
72. 72 is
possible.
Scaring everybody.
How do you prepare for that?
You don't.
What do you... Well, Bill has prepared for it, told me last night.
I did. We moved some outdoor furniture.
Yeah, that's smart.
You have to do that.
Yeah.
Do not leave that outside.
And don't leave your shovel out there. Fly away.
Ends up in somebody else's yard. Then it is your problem if your stuff wrecks their house.
Right. Avoid that.
Right. Okay.
You're trying just to completely forget about this happening.
Well,
tonight.
I'm not sure
I can't stop the weather from happening. I'm not concerned about the snow. There could be some snow tonight, but it's the crazy winds that are the issue here. And this would be idle chit-chat you'd hear at Super Saver today.
Forgive me if this sounds critical. I'm not sure it's the best tack to get on the air and just start telling everybody how bad it's going to be. We'll see. Yeah,
but there's not talking any snow hardly anymore.
Calm
it was
down.
Like 2 to 5 inches for a while. Now it's just
I saw this much. Morning they said like trace to 4 inches in Lincoln. I mean, that's a pretty
cares?
wide margin.
Now, tomorrow's going to be 50, though, right?
No, yeah. The high is 39 tomorrow. It's Thursday. Wait. Just get to Thursday at this point. Then we'll be okay. We'll be all right.
We'll be okay tonight.
Nebraska wins tonight. Everything's okay in the world again.
as long as we have power at this state radio station.
Stop
tomorrow,
it, that. Why wouldn't there be power?
Well, you know, things happen in high winds and storms.
That's true. You're right.
We've had issues before. We talked about before the show that I freaked out a few months ago when the power went out in my neighborhood, and I freaked out about the deep freeze.
Power was out for an hour, and Jake thought there was no way his meat was going to go bad.
That was the first
thought. He had a solid 3.5 days if he didn't open the freezer.
I opened it, though.
Just leave it.
I opened it, though.
Again, just put it. I text right away, just don't open it, Jake. You got 3 days.
You tend to race right to the worst-case scenario, which this is what you did today.
Well, I'm just saying, be cautious out there. Prepare. Don't avoid the forecast you're seeing. Prepare for it. Unlike Sip, who said, whatever happens, happens. It's all good. If it's windy, it's windy.
Well, I think that Bill is correct in that you can do some level of preparation. But, I mean, it's the wind's going to happen.
Will you prepare at all or not?
There's a shovel I'll probably need to deal with.
Okay.
There's a couple things that... there's a lot in the yard, actually, that I'll have to
see.
Probably...
See, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
We're getting somewhere.
Do you have a wind chime up anywhere?
Yes, Trix does. I mean,
yeah, there's, well,
they're blowing all the time. There's a lot.
I'm not sure if there's anything. That'd be a bugaboo. Wind chimes.
No, I like them.
Oh, I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, it went nothing to do with a wind chime.
Why is that?
First of all, the wind chime's meant for like a kind of a nice breeze. We don't get those in Nebraska. Over, no. Over 250 days of the year, it's howling. It's howling.
About right.
So there is no...
I love the sound of a wind chime in the quiet breeze.
It's always ominous. It means, you know, something's happening. Something's coming, usually. In a
you
movie.
And your ominous.
I'm just saying, when you see a wind chime in a movie, it's ominous. And, hey, bad weather's coming. Can't deny that. That's true.
There's some truth to that. That's
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, from the tech center, I got some response from people. Joe in Boulder says, I'm sitting in a dark hotel in Dallas right now because the storm power completely took out the whole hotel area.
That would be bad to
He's
be
watching
in a hotel.
Early break
Same
in the dark.
Same storm?
It's a different storm.
Is it a different storm?
Yeah.
That's Storms are everywhere.
So it's all across the country right now.
It's going to jack up flights.
It is. Hope you're not
are
flying.
You going anywhere?
No.
Nor am I.
So I'm good on that.
We're good on that.
Yes.
Bill and Bennett, have they canceled the baseball game? Yes. UNL, Nebraska and Omaha's baseball game is canceled tonight. It's going to be postponed until April 4th, I believe. Someone says, I'm watching Brad Anderson on 10/11 right now. He says 2 to 5 inches of snow with wind gusts, 60 to 75 miles per hour for Lincoln.
Oh, that sounds bad.
That sounds bad.
But Sip says, no big deal.
5 inches of snow and 100 mile an hour wind.
That's not good.
How's that sound, Sip?
Yeah,
no big
how's
deal.
That sound?
No big deal.
No big whoop. Coffee talk.
Just another day awful. In Nebraska.
That does sound awful. That sounds awful. I will say that. That's awful. Well, 5 inches of snow, though, will just. What's that going to look like if it's 60 miles?
I doubt we get to five. I like that he's putting that there, but
I thought about this last night too. That if I walked by you like this morning and said, "Hair," would you just yell back, "Lute Olson"?
I know
you wouldn't. No, so that was that we took a lot of abuse.
How many basketball coaches are known for their hair? Give me the list.
But I'm just telling you right now, Lute Olson. When's the last time you woke up with him on your mind? Never. Never.
I think the point that Bill's trying to make is I knew the answer. Yeah, whether he would have said hair or not was immature.
Still, there's every time when someone just says hair.
But in that moment, you were stumped. He said hair. Said, oh.
There's a. Okay.
Lute Olson.
Okay.
That's how it went down.
Fair. That's fair. That's fair. That's fairish.
I'm trying to be a fair judge to everybody over here.
I would have gotten it no matter what. That's the thing.
Okay.
I've never once had. My wife said, how's my hair look? I don't know, but Lute Olson's hair is incredible. It's never came up once in my life. So this does not add up.
It does not.
So, and we got chastised from Jake.
I think Bill is right.
I gave you guys the win. I gave the caller bagels.
Which we should have had like that. But you got very upset with us. You also told Steve to sue you because of the song that was played. There was a lot of anger yesterday. Now we have 5 inches of snow and 100 mile an hour winds coming.
Yeah, really helped my attitude even more. I love it.
Isn't it something to the whole calm before the storm thing? It's so beautiful out right now.
It is.
It's perfect. But this is the calm before the storm. Damn it.
The people that would freak me out the most are the backbone of this country. Truck drivers.
Yes.
Whipping down 80 getting blown over. Nope. Imagine the feeling all of a sudden, whoa. I couldn't imagine that.
I think they have to get off the road probably, and they will, you know. But
that's some YouTube comments here from Mr. Blitzkrieg going back to yesterday's show. He says, number one, I'm here, I'm in a good mood today, and Bill and Sip are just jealous of the hair of Lute Olson.
Bill's
got pretty good hair.
Why would Bill be jealous of anybody's
could be hair? But...
Blitzkrieg, take that back a little bit.
Would Bill be jealous of anybody's hair?
Well, his hair is still better than mine, and he was tan, and he was a head coach of Arizona and won a national championship, so his life is better.
Pretty good.
Was better. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Lute Olson. Yes. He also says, I'm making Jake a Sue Me t-shirt.
Yes.
Mr. Blitzkrieg.
He was very short with us yesterday on a couple occasions.
He was. He was very short with us. He was,
And since now... It feels like this is a full out assault on Jake at this
That's point. Fine. I can take it.
Can you? Now, I am passionate about this. There's no reason why you should ever play a song twice.
You haven't done Song of the Day for 9 years.
No, I don't want to hear it. Right. There's a zillion songs.
I did bring that up the one time early in the show.
There's a zillion songs. There's no
way. What if I play a song and you say, I love it? You never hear it ever again. Ever.
You'll never ever
hear it in another form.
Do it for
form.
30 years, and you'll never ever hear that song again for Song of the Day.
It's not.
I feel bad for you if that's the case.
It's not that the only music I get is from Song of the Day. Okay, I can get it in other forms. I can listen to a song.
If I can't play repeats, you'll be getting a lot of twos and ones out.
No,
soon
you won't.
For
no.
songs that are not that good, because I've run out of material on Song of the
you
Day.
You can't run out of material. That's my point. There's no way to run out of it. That's what Bill's point is. There's no way to run out of material. That's the point.
Well, I could play like a whole list of songs from like 1972, but I don't like half those songs.
I know.
I've listened to them.
I know I can be irrational about things.
Have you played Horse With No Name?
I have played that. I like that stuff.
Just came across my mind that this is a great song.
It is a good song.
I can be irrational about things, but I can't tell you the level of letdown when you play a duplicate song, when you've played it before. It's a huge letdown.
Like, just don't think about when you heard it the first time.
All of a sudden, numbers drop on the show, and then everything goes awry.
I'm just telling you, it's a big letdown. I'm not really being mean. I'm just telling you how I feel.
Think the hotel's going to open up this weekend? Look over there.
I haven't even looked over there for a while.
Looks like it's ready.
I see some boxes in the corridor.
The Hampton Inn's not supposed to open this weekend.
For girls' state basketball?
They have said late April. I don't know if it's going to be late April or not. That was back in January. They said late April.
It's possible that you would walk over there, walk up some stairs, and it would be like a palace. The rooms are ready. I mean, it's possible.
Very possible.
You're just seeing a part of it. God, there are some boxes in there now, though. Look at that. Better get busy on those
boxes. If you want some positive, lights went off. It's only 6:11, Ellie. Have you not moved?
Here comes a storm.
It hasn't stormed at all. Tristan on the text line says, different topic, idle chit chat, but last night I had to deal with 3 moths that came in my house from letting the dogs out. Got me thinking about summer nights, but our state is crazy, and today we get a winter storm instead. I had moths come in the house.
That's interesting.
I did not see any form of insects last night. We had our door open quite a bit, in and out, with Sugar on the move. Didn't see that.
Nope.
Interesting. Moths are out. And
are they?
2 weeks ago, it was minus, 60?
Felt like
it. Yeah. Wow. Moths are tough.
Wow.
They are tough.
Tells you something right there.
Are there Miller moths? Have you ever heard that?
Miller? We used to call them Millers sometime. Yeah. That was common to be.
Parallel lives, yes. Millers. Have you heard that?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, that Miller was common. Moth? Yeah, there's a Miller.
Yeah.
Okay. Never known a moth type ever.
We're in the depths of idle chit-chat.
Yeah. Right, anything else you want to get to before
what is it sponsored by?
Newton's Lawn Care.
Tell you one thing right now.
Danny Short with us.
It's incredible. So David, Andrew was there this morning.
He was.
And just to stop by to make sure the code worked, make sure everything was set up like that. Monday is when he really is going to get started in the garage again. So he's in great shape.
Shape with the storm, because if there's sticks all over, I imagine Andrew's taking care of it. Right?
Probably will. Probably
you don't
will.
Have to go
No, he
there.
Doesn't pick up sticks. I do that. We do that.
Do you?
We handle that ourselves.
Do you pick up the sticks?
We have less trees right now, thank you, because a storm like this at our old house would have been detrimental.
And
also very
too.
Expensive. Extremely expensive. The number of times like, okay, I got a tree company over here. And and watch him work is fun, but it's
just tell me that's not gonna happen.
Oh, it's gonna happen. You're gonna have to The tree company right now, they're sitting around right now just waiting for, a bank of phones are set up. There's a bank of phones set up. It's like a nice ice storm for a auto repair shop.
Wait a second. We're not getting an ice storm, though.
No,
our misery is their euphoria. It's their business.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, we don't want our trees to come down, but if they have to, we got somebody that's going to be out there to take care of them, get them out of the way.
I'm telling you right now, the tree business, they cannot be ahead. They're out like 2-3 months out. They do take emergencies sooner. If you have one that just says, I just want this tree out at some time, when there's an emergency or a storm and something happens, they do go to that sooner. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot. And it's a dangerous job.
Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton Lawn Care.
Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Andrew at Newton's Lawn Care. You can please text him at 402-440-6297. Text the ticket and get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program, and also get a free quote within 24 hours.
How about that?
He's giving away fast, quick service there.
That's what Andrew does.
402.
His wife's from Beamer.
440-6297. Text the ticket to Andrew.
Yes.
No, know a lot about
Beamer's home of a great golf course, Bill. You know that.
Yeah, we've heard you.
Very aware of that.
And then on the third hole. Oh man. Remember how Jake used to go, that was to drive me. I used to text you. I go, please have him move on from this. He's just went an hour and a half.
And I've got people that want it back. Yeah. You check the emails, the tweets, the texts. They want it back.
We've been a little hard on Jake today. Let's we got to take a break from this.
Anybody watch the effort level on Northwestern UCLA last night?
No.
It was a great game.
Who won the game?
UCLA won.
I didn't watch that.
Where UCLA was this at? Won.
That was a big win for Nebraska, needed that bad.
Where was this at?
Because their record is the same as Northwestern.
Score was 73-69. UCLA wins at Northwestern.
Okay,
but it was the effort by UCLA was clearly more talented. And Northwestern's effort was incredible. They played really hard. It was fun to watch.
And what were you saying about Northwestern's record?
It's the same as Nebraska's. The wins are the same anyway.
They're 7-12 with that loss. They would have surpassed Nebraska in the win column if they won that game last night.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
And honestly, if they won, they'd be 17-13. They have a resume for the tournament.
Why is Northwestern not banging the drum to get in the tournament?
I haven't seen anybody say put them on the next four out, first four out. Like, they're nowhere to be seen. Mm. And their net is better than Nebraska's.
Yeah. Okay.
Their net is better. Before yesterday, Nebraska was 57. They were like 54. They were ahead of Nebraska in the net, but nowhere to be seen.
Why do we talk like Nebraska is so much better than Northwestern when, in fact, they're not?
When you watched the game last night, it was like Northwestern was impressive. They were impressive.
Keep in mind, they don't have their best player. Barnheiser's not there.
Jeez.
I mean, Martinelli is good. He had 20 points.
Doesn't that freak you out, 22? Though, when if you said when their net's higher and their record's the same? And the whole thing about this isn't like football. It's like, well, the head-to-head, that's not how it works. The head-to-head matters. But for them not to be mentioned, I guess. I mean, they're not even like first 20 out, not even in it.
I don't understand the disrespect for Northwestern in terms of the bracketology.
Why? I'm down on that whole system too.
The bracketology,
the whole first bye, first four out, first five, next last in, last. I mean, it should be pretty simple. Just be first four out. That's it. I don't want to hear
first
about
four out.
That's it. That's the only thing I want to see.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Not last four in.
No, I don't want to hear any of that stuff. Or then they have the first bot. Whatever. There's about four different things that
they
do.
Well, the reason why they have last four in is because that would indicate you're going to Dayton.
Yes.
And people want to avoid Dayton at all costs. Now, some teams have been out of it the whole time. Like, well, yeah, we'll take Dayton. That tournament, I don't want to be that guy. But guess what? If Nebraska makes it, it's likely going to be Dayton at this point. Now, Joe Lenardi had Nebraska even yesterday still last four in somehow. I saw Mike DeCourcy also had them in the bracket. Jerry Palm out for CBS Sports. So even with that horrific loss to Minnesota and the fact they've lost three straight games, they are still in the conversation for the tournament.
And their net's worse than Northwestern. Their record's
that's correct.
Same.
That's correct.
It makes no sense to me. Again, I'd like to.
I don't get that.
Lenardi, explain this to me. Explain this. There has to be an answer.
He's helping
our team
out. No,
you can't be the quad
wins
because then your net would be higher.
Right.
Yeah,
so it can't be that.
Northwestern's got a lot of quad one wins too. I don't understand. Again, it's helping Nebraska out. Yeah. I shouldn't be complaining about it, but I don't want to understand from Lenardi and DeCourcy why Nebraska's in the dance right now. Still.
What's Minnesota's net?
It's low.
They have the same conference record as Nebraska, 7-11.
I know, and they didn't.
And they started off 0-7 in conference play. They're 7-4.
Started off 0-7. Now
They've 7-4.
They're not bad.
They've won 4 straight road games, and they've lost 4 straight home games. It's very bizarre, Minnesota.
Very volatile league.
So, speaking of basketball, the Nebraska does play tonight at Ohio State. Sipple will not be able to watch because the game is on Peacock.
No, I wouldn't watch it anyway, probably.
Really?
That late,
It's a bubble game.
Oh,
you know?
Man, that really pushes
Tell me why you wouldn't watch the game anyways.
I'll track it.
But why wouldn't you watch the game if it's on BTN?
You're pressing my buttons right now.
Yeah. I am?
A little bit.
Why?
Because you know why. I'm kind of over it at this point. I mean, I'm just kind of just over it. I'm not all that. I guess the game on Saturday was kind of entertaining to me, but I don't know. Maybe I'd watch it. I don't know.
It
wouldn't be at the top of my list.
Will there be a Minnesota story?
What kind of Minnesota story?
Like you said, where Ulis goes off for 26 tonight.
Oh. Somebody
for... Who would that be for Nebraska? Is it Ulis, if anybody?
Oh, for Nebraska? I thought you meant for Ohio.
Yeah, he's saying...
What's Raleigh? What's he averaging?
Raleigh is averaging like 5 or 6 points a game.
I think also the thing that's interesting about... You talked about the young man who went off for 20.
Brennan Rigsby.
Yes, he was averaging 4, but I think those 4, that all goes back to averaging points against... Non-conference teams way early.
Maybe.
Because late
he said nothing in conference.
Leighton had done nothing. He had several games. He only played them. He had a game. He played 1 minute.
Hey, I'm sorry. I mean, I probably have it on or something. I don't have to watch. I'm not covering it tonight. I'll be interested in the result. I'll track the result. Okay.
I want to see it because we have to talk about it on air. So I want to have some idea.
There's plenty of games you haven't seen.
There was. A Saturday I didn't
see. Be honest.
It was. I was in the middle of a football conference. I didn't get a chance. Texting and it went silent. I was texting for scores and Jake was not responding to me.
I said, watch the highlights.
Yeah,
I can't.
Watch the highlights. That's what he told me. Which was easy to get to.
I'll be able to talk about it. I'll listen to you guys talk about it.
This is a text I think a lot of people feel.
Is
this
it Moonbot?
No, it's Ellis in Illinois. It says, I am with Sip on this. I'm really over this team. I'm actually kind of sick of them. They deserve whatever fate they get with regard to the tournament. What a disappointing group. Ellis in Illinois is not happy with what he's seeing. He's over it.
I see disappointment. I can see why.
They have a good shot tonight.
There was a time we talked about if they keep playing like this, there's a pretty good chance of being a 6th seed. That was discussed.
They'd
won 6 in a row in the league. It was like they could go, and it wasn't like they're looking at a gauntlet. It's like, well, we got to play Minnesota later, so what are we going to do? Well, I don't know.
Hey, I'm not speaking from the standpoint of a fan. If you're a fan of Nebraska basketball, get behind them. Watch the game.
We brought that up yesterday.
Enjoy it. I'm not in a position to be like a flag-waving fan, so I don't have to throw
Jake,
my...
Jake, this is heading right down 11 versus 11.
I've already accepted that. Either no tournament or play-in game. I've already accepted that fate.
Don't need to get into that either. Whether it's they're in or not.
Cover Nebraska. Give us the information right now, and Jake, chime in with your knowledge. Where are we at with a win tonight and a loss tonight?
I mean?
Where are you at? So a win tonight does this, a loss. Yeah, are you saying
keep
loss?
Keep them in the conversation.
As a loss, end of story. It's never end of story because you have the tournament. I get that.
No, it's not.
I understand that.
It's not the end of the story.
Well, per Joe Lunardi, again, his bracketology yesterday, he had both Ohio State and Nebraska as last 4 in. So this is an incredibly important game for both teams. They're both very much
on the
bubble.
It's a guy with no shirt on and a headset.
I love it.
That's incredible. Look at that.
He's running. With a light.
He's a coal miner.
Good job. With his shirt off. It's nice out there. Anyway, we're going to do the must-win thing again, right? We're going to say must-win.
I don't know how you can't. I mean, you could say, hey, well, if they lose, beat Iowa, and win a couple games in the Big Ten tournament, then maybe they'll be fine.
Here's the must-win for importance. Anytime you say that the season's over, it's not, because there's still a Big Ten tournament, unless they don't make the Big Ten tournament, but they will. But there's still a chance, right, Jake? Could they still not make the tournament?
No, if they lose two, if they lose to Ohio State and Iowa, it'd be pretty certain that they wouldn't make that Big Ten tournament.
Okay.
And
so there's pressure.
And if you've lost 3 of your last 4 home games, then you probably don't deserve to make the Big Ten tournament.
Is there a chance that Nebraska-Iowa is playing for the last spot in the tournament?
I think I don't know about last spot. But
in the Big Ten tournament?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Iowa plays at home against Michigan State on Thursday, so that's
not good.
Likely a loss, not for sure, but likely a loss for Iowa. Then they head to Nebraska to close their season. They are 6-12 right now. They'd be missing the tournament.
Okay.
And so they need to win one of these games to
Iowa
for sure get out. Yeah. If they lose both, they are for sure out of the Big Ten tournament.
They could be playing for the Big Ten to get in the Big Ten tournament, Iowa. Nebraska could be too. So, yes. The answer is yes. It could come down to that. I don't know what to tell you about tonight. Nebraska has beaten Ohio State. They can beat them again, right?
They trailed.
Why not?
That was a tough game. That game was in late January, I believe.
Yeah.
Nebraska played Ohio State. It was a very competitive game. Ohio State led for a lot of that game. Nebraska pulled away at the end. And both teams have scuffled since then. They really have.
Yeah, Ohio State 16-13 and 8-10, right? 16-13 and 8-10. Big desperation game for both. You're right. It's good.
I like that better.
Desperation.
Let's do that
game.
One. Not must desperation win. Game. Desperation. I like desperation game.
As opposed to what?
Must win.
Okay.
Yeah, desperation game.
Here's what Robin's lead is. Robin Washett.
Covers the Huskers.
Saturday's home loss to Minnesota delivered a massive blow to Nebraska's NCAA tournament chances. It also made NU's final two regular season games borderline must win situations. I thought
borderline.
Minnesota was a must win.
It was.
Okay, now these are must-win.
Right, because you didn't win the must-win. And then you still have games to play. You lost your must-win.
And then when you get to the Big Ten tournament, it's a must-win.
Right, right.
If you wanted to not have to worry about winning games in the Big Ten tournament, then yeah, that was a must-win.
Steve has nailed this. It's desperation win.
Yeah, it's the must-win thing wears me out. Yeah. You call must-wins in January. I mean.
I like them. I'm going to stick with I enjoy saying it.
Must-win.
Well, those losses were not. Great for the resume. Rutgers and USC at home were must wins, and they lost them. And now here they are on the outside of the tournament.
Next year, we should have said that for the St. Mary's game. This is a must win. If you don't get this one, I don't see where it goes from here.
Anyway,
right now, and everything's kind of riding on one non-conference win. They beat Creighton
on the road
in November.
It's a good win.
Yeah. Before the Wisconsin football game. It was that long ago. That was the night before Nebraska beat Wisconsin to get bowl eligible in football. It was a great weekend for Nebraska. And that was late November. It is March 4th today. And that one win is really propelling you a lot in the net, at least in terms of bracketology.
It is.
I wonder if you asked Lunardi, hey, is the Creighton win a big factor? You'd probably say, yeah, that's a big factor in this.
How did DeCourcy go from, it was updated, that Nebraska wasn't in yesterday.
I misspoke. It was field of 68. So DeCourcy has them out. Palm has them out. Lunardi in field of 68 has Nebraska in the dance. That's who has them in. So 50-50 right now on things.
There's been a lot of discrepancy too. That the most accurate has been DeCourcy.
Is that right?
Over the years that has not been Lunardi as far as most accurate.
Here is Fred Hoiberg.
That means you're probably off one.
Yeah, get some Fred sound.
I got some
Fred what do you got
sound
for us?
From yesterday. Keys on playing Ohio State and where to improve for the matchup. Fred Hoiberg from yesterday.
What are your main keys against this Ohio State team?
It starts in transition. They play very fast in their building, and if you give them transition baskets, whether it's at the rim or threes, teams are really hard to shut off. So we can't give them easy ones. We got to take care of the ball. We had some turnovers early in the game at our place. We can't give them that on the road. So, you know, transition, taking care of it, and then finishing off possessions. We have to play with physicality. Big play the other night was when Mitchell got the tip in with about 45 seconds left. And, you know, we were able to stay in it. Juwan makes a great play at the end, and then, you know, we couldn't finish off the game. So, you know, my three keys, take care of the ball, get back in transition, and rebound.
Okay.
Which are my three.
Oops. Say there?
Three keys every game.
Oh, just three keys every game. Got it.
Fred said this has been, I don't know, you don't need to play the sound if you don't have it. He said this has been one of the toughest weeks of his professional career because of the Michigan loss, because of the Minnesota loss. Bill's been in the profession. He says he's not sleeping much. I feel bad for him in a sense. I mean, it's rough. Now they're in high-pressure situation. This can't be, could it be fun? Could you still have fun?
Yeah, because whatever it was 2 years ago or three, whatever it was first, second year, you know, had seven wins.
Yeah.
Might not a lot of fun right now. Mm-hmm. You're still in it. You're still in it. You're still way alive.
You control your destiny, right?
You win tonight. Right? I mean, it would take a lot for you not to get in. The thing that has to happen.
If they lost to Iowa, they're probably out still.
Here's Jake. Just can't get over.
I'm just trying to be real. I gotta get real.
Yeah, we can. You're right.
That's
if everyone sprains their ankles today on the
I'm just trying
off the bus.
Trying to provide
cause trouble.
Reality there.
They do control their destiny, right? Right. I mean, if they win this game tonight and then they beat Iowa, then they win two. Yeah.
Then they're in for sure. Yeah.
Right.
There's no question at that point.
So.
Soundly.
The thing that never comes up in any of the brackets, you always have to remember, and it happens every year, that there's probably two or three of last four in that are going to get kicked out because there's going to be a team that's going to already have a position locked up, and then someone beats them in the tournament.
Could happen.
And so that then all of a sudden then that conference takes two spots. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you hear it every time, they'll say, well, that just knocks somebody on the bubble out. Mm-hmm. That conversation will come up. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't stay just chalk across the board.
No.
So that's what affects teams that are in such a small fine line window.
I mean, and also Nebraska's not in horrible shape health-wise now, not horrible. I mean, Burke's 1-for-16 since coming back. 1-for-16 is bad. But he's coming back.
They've stayed remarkably healthy.
Pretty much, except really for the Burke thing, right?
I mean, but overall, if you talk overall, to other teams,
100.
They're in the top 5%.
100. So Burke's getting back. I thought it was interesting yesterday that Fred talked about narrowing the minutes. The lineup of Gary Williams, Hoiberg, Asesian, Morgan played 15 of the 20 in the second half against Minnesota. Gary Williams and Hoiberg, Sam, played all 20. And Asesian played 17. So Fred sort of narrowed the rotation down. We'll look for that tonight. I wonder if Sam will play the whole second half again. He's looking for guys that compete. He didn't like how they competed.
That was one of his. That's probably the biggest statement he said that was probably alarming. That he's trying to find five guys to get out there and compete. That's a slight alarming conversation to have.
100%, Bill.
If you're saying that, that means you have a concern.
There's something.
Yeah, you have a. Yeah, there's something else. Something under. There's an undercurrent somewhere when you say that.
Do you want to get? I see the spread for this evening.
Sure, I like
that. The spread for Nebraska at Ohio State, 8 p.m. on Peacock tonight.
3.5, Ohio State.
Sip.
Ohio State's favored.
They are.
By.
It's pretty easy when to pick that one out. Home game, even record.
Is it more or less? 4.5.
6.5 Ohio State, the favorite right now.
That is a lot to
hosting
me.
Nebraska.
Especially after you've seen
I bet on Nebraska.
Especially after you've seen Ohio State just get spanked by Northwestern at home.
I don't think Ohio State will cover.
Ohio State rebounded from that.
Oh, my God. We're bad, though. We've made some bad predictions on this show, so do not listen to
us. Yeah. Penn State, we say to get to the casino as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll beat Minnesota easily.
People are fading our picks and making money off of our picks.
Don't listen to us. I mean, we did say that. Oh, they'll beat Minnesota easily. 15+.
Jeez. I said 5. Minnesota.
They beat Minnesota?
That Nebraska would win. Yeah. Close game. They lost a close game, unfortunately.
I said they'd roll. Robin was pissed at me because I said
Penn State put up 50 in the first half.
Nailed that.
I don't think you want my prediction for this evening.
No, let's not do them.
Well, I'm not going to say it because people won't like it.
Jake, this is the classic Jake, though. I'm going to say Nebraska's going to lose. So then, if they win, I'm still happy. It's the double. Jake, bet on Ohio State. That way you're happy. If you lose.
Buckeyes cover tonight. That's my prediction. Win and cover.
Oh, no. I don't.
Ouch. Ouch.
Jake.
You can catch the game, though, at 8 o'clock on Peacock.
What do we say? It's not a must win. It's a what?
It's desperation.
Desperation.
Tom. Hey, are you guys. Now, you guys, to be clear, you both are going to watch.
I am watching the game.
I'm going to need help on how to get to Peacock.
Gigi?
Yeah, I need some help. But it's doable, and we have the app.
Okay.
So, yes, I will watch. I'm going to watch. Well, the late night, though, I like to be shut down. I like to be in bed about 9:15.
You can still be. You can still be.
The 10:15 night for sure. Watch that night game. When we come back, remember how we put up the odds for the playoff yesterday? The Big 12.
Interesting.
Not much respect. We discussed that next in an early break.
Bring it up.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99-foot-long deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ugh, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.